This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
We will get to some headlines in just a little bit. My tease into the segment was a factor that may be even bigger than the no-trade clause in the Deshaun Watson trade saga. Someone says, is it the fact that 22 women are suing him for sexual misconduct and he's being investigated by HPD? That is not the factor that I was going to get to, but yes, that is a bigger factor.
It is a factor.
Texter, you are wise. That is a bigger factor. And maybe I'm overestimating how big a factor this is going to be because Deshaun does control the no-trade clause, yeah. But this is something that he doesn't control, Seth. And this, I think this part of the Deshaun trade possibility, and this is where we preface it by saying we get it. There's a lot of legal stuff going on right now that needs to be resolved. So anytime we talk about a trade of Deshaun Watson, we are putting ourselves in the world where he has become a tradable asset. So let's go there. This is the thing that I think we need to remind Texan fans that they need to root for here, and it begins this weekend. I think if you're someone who wants to maximize the value for Deshaun Watson, you need to be rooting for the Packers this weekend, next weekend, and possibly in the Super Bowl, because that could take Aaron Rodgers for sure off of the market this coming offseason. If they lose to San Francisco in this divisional round, I think we're right back to where we were last year with Aaron Rodgers, where it's, do I need to go somewhere else? Sniping, infighting, things like that.
And I wonder, too, this is one of the big things that I haven't seen a whole lot of people mention that I'm curious about, because all of this offseason acrimony has been mostly centered around Aaron Rodgers in the front office. But lest we forget 4th and 8 last year when Matt LaFleur chose to go conservative and kick a field goal when Aaron Rodgers thought they should be going for the touchdown.
Yep.
That was kind of that seemed to be the leaping off point for a lot of the offseason angst and everything else like that. So if Matt LaFleur does what he's even perceived as some kind of game management error or that Aaron Rodgers just doesn't agree with, maybe that sends sensitive Aaron over the edge.
It could.
And he'll get up in his feelings once again.
And if you guys are trying to connect the dots here, like, okay, so Aaron, it's supply and demand. Yeah. You know, the more elite quarterbacks there are on the market, the worse the market becomes. Does it become disastrous for the Texans? No. There'll be someone that'll want to trade for Deshaun Watson, but you don't want those teams to have any leverage to where they can go, well, we'll go over here and trade this for Aaron Rodgers, or we'll go over and trade this for Russell Wilson, which that situation is probably possession arrow pointed in the wrong direction for the Texans right now. If you're a Texan fan, Seth, you want Aaron Rodgers to kiss and make up with the Packers. You want Russell Wilson to kiss and make up with the Seattle Seahawks. That keeps two elite quarterbacks off the market. Right now, the Wilson situation, they already had a season that was below expectations. They were 7-10, and Pete Carroll and John Schneider are both being brought back next year. Do you think that's good or bad for the Russell Wilson situation, that Pete Carroll is going to be back? Is this a Wilson v. Carroll thing? I mean, I know we're observing this thing from afar.
It would seem that just from a lot of the exposés that were written last year, they sure did seem to be peppered with quotes by Russell. It seemed like the sources were kind of pro Russell Wilson. There would be these stories about meetings where they just dismissed Russell Wilson without listening to his ideas. Like all this other, like it was completely slanted towards Russell Wilson. So I gotta think that, yeah, Russell Wilson is He just doesn't think that Pete Carroll's ever going to give him the resources that he needs offensively, either through play calling or with personnel. But I also don't think Russell Wilson has the... I don't think he has the intestinal fortitude to be a like a horrible person about it. You know, where... And it's almost like saying that as a criticism, because I don't, but I don't think Russell Wilson has it in him to just be a complete and total actual outward malcontent.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So he's, and it's weird because I'm not saying that is like a character strength of Russell Wilson. I think that he's just more of a politician than some of those other guys. So I would prefer that my franchise quarterback isn't openly hating in his organization, but I also kind of know that Russell Wilson has a way of going about things where he's disgruntled and he's going to plant his little stories in the media or make his appearances on Jimmy Fallon. But I don't think he's got the cojones to ever really go for it either. He's going to try to play the game too diplomatically, and that's going to end up with him staying in Seattle.
The teams that he put out there last year when he did the exact thing you're talking about, which is, no, go Hawks. I want to be a Seahawk. But his agent
is saying these are the four teams that I would actually go to if they did trade.
Classic Russell Wilson, exactly.
Yeah.
So the four teams this time a year ago were the Cowboys. They would appear to be out. They signed Dak to the big deal. The Bears, they would appear to be out. They offered reportedly multiple first-round picks for Russell Wilson. They drafted Justin Fields, traded up to draft Justin Fields. The other two were the Raiders and the Saints. Has Derek Carr done enough this season getting the Raiders to the playoffs to where the Raiders are no longer showing up on Watson lists or Rodgers lists or Wilson lists in your mind?
Let's see. No. Particularly because I think Mark Davis is the guy that has never fully believed in or trusted Derek Carr. Or at least that's what the rumor mill would have you believe. And he's kind of like, Mark Davis has turned down a couple of opportunities to publicly back Derek Carr.
That's really interesting considering he's the owner.
Yes, you know, yes.
He never really wanted Derek Carr. I'm like, well,
I don't think he's ever been. Well, who knows, though, if he's taken those cues from Mike Mayock and John Gruden.
Yeah.
So
we're both gone now.
Now that they're both gone and you don't know who the GM is. I mean, it's anybody's guess as to what the new GM and whether Versace stays or whatever, whoever the new head coach is, what they think of Derek Carr. So I think there's a good chance that somebody comes in and says, like, no, you know what? You need fresh blood in here.
Now, New Orleans makes a lot of sense, but as you and I pointed out yesterday, New Orleans, as of right now, is $71 million over the cap.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
$71 million.
They got trouble. They got issues.
Yeah.
There's a couple. It's not New Orleans. One of the other teams, too. There's one team that's in a little bit of cap trouble or in an uncomfortable cap position where all of their marquee players aren't even good players either. Like they've
the Giants?
I think it's the Giants, actually, when I was looking at it. Yeah, I think it's the Giants.
The Giants are $5 million over the cap with a quarterback on his rookie contract.
And a bunch of guys with, like, high-paying contracts that are hard to get out of. They don't actually save you all that much money to get rid of them. It was a horribly managed football team over the last several years. I mean, the marquee thing is, hey, you drafted Daniel Jones way too high. But the problem now is, like, we're not even sure that Daniel Jones is a bad quarterback. He's just had such an awful supporting cast that you can't really tell.
Yep.
There's a chance that Daniel Jones might actually be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he's kind of stuck in Alex Smith mode.
Yeah.
Right, where, you know, in his first few years, everything's so bad that you just don't know. He needs the equivalent of a Jim Harbaugh to come in and just show him the way and see if he's actually any good.
So Aaron Rodgers, we need him to be copacetic with the Packers. We need Russell Wilson to make up with the Seahawks. If you're a Texan fan, we're trying to remove the supply of good quarterbacks when trade time comes for Deshaun. So root for those things. Seth, let me ask you this. Adam Schefter, I'm about to annoy you, Seth, by reading an Adam Schefter tweet.
Yeah.
Because Schefter has been carrying water seemingly for a lot of guys lately.
a lot of these, if you guys haven't noticed, a lot of these national reporters all of a sudden are starting to slide these little opinions into their reports.
Rappaport's doing it,
where
too.
It looks exactly like the kind of thing that either an agent or a GM would want slipped into one of these reports. It's really, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's kind of degrading for these guys. Yeah. I feel bad for them. They're turning themselves into little hussies, in the primes of their careers. But that's the world we live in.
This is the underground currency of being a scoopster. Is the currency is you got to pump up my guys. And this is what Adam Schefter tweeted about Jimmy Garoppolo on Sunday of this past weekend. During the second half of this season, Jimmy Garoppolo simultaneously has raised his value to both the 49ers and to other teams in the offseason trade market. 49ers would not be where they are today without him.
What the hell is that?
Wouldn't be there without him, Seth.
What the hell is that? Why is this getting sprinkled in with my news? Why? And I don't think nobody buys or believes this stuff. Like, I feel like it's transparent to everybody.
Yeah.
That if anything, it makes me feel less about Jim. Whenever I see one of those reports, I want to believe the exact opposite of it. You know, it turns into an argument in your brain all of a sudden. Like, hold on a second, Adam Schefter. Okay, you could probably say that about various other people on the 49ers as well.
Yeah.
And let's not act like there's not other guys out there.
I retweeted it and said, has this been confirmed with a second source?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this about Garoppolo. Good look, Garoppolo is not on the level of Wilson or Rodgers or Watson, but let's pretend we live in a world where he actually has raised his value and done some things, especially if he goes into Green Bay and they win this weekend, even if he only throws the ball 8 times like he did when San Francisco beat Green Bay a few years ago. Do teams like Pittsburgh, Denver, teams that have a good roster, kind of like San Francisco, good roster with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, do teams like that have had worse situations at quarterback than San Francisco? Like, Denver's situation has been bad the last few years.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's situation has been bad the last couple years with dilapidated Ben Roethlisberger. Could teams like Pittsburgh and Denver look at Garoppolo? They take a look at the Watson trade market, and they go, okay, we can give up 3 firsts and a player and a second for Watson, or we can give up a 2 to San Francisco for Jimmy Garoppolo. Is there a chance that, in a weird way, the Texans would be competing with the Jimmy Garoppolo market because teams may just look at the price for Deshaun and go, you know what? I just need a car that gets me from point A to point B.
Yeah.
I don't need, with this roster, I don't need one that has all these bells and whistles and the stereo and all the, you know, all the different things that come with a luxury vehicle, that kind of thing.
It's possible. I think the problem is I disagree with any team that would believe that because but that doesn't mean, obviously, that there won't be teams that believe that. I think the thing that hurts Garoppolo, appropriately so, is that other teams will look at Garoppolo and say, okay, you played for Kyle Shanahan, and this is the best that Kyle Shanahan got out of you. Why should I believe that my schlub offensive coordinator and this schlub supporting cast, or even if they're a good supporting cast, are going to get more out of you than Kyle Shanahan, who turned turned Matt Ryan into an MVP.
Turned Robert Griffin III into the Rookie of the Year.
Like, yeah,
Kyle Shanahan has routine. He was here when Matt Schaub was having his best years. Kyle Shanahan has routinely made guys the best version of themselves.
So basically, this is my analogy. This is if I were taking the SATs, this would be my analogy. Kyle Shanahan is to quarterbacks what Deshaun Watson is to...
Oh, boy. Are you asking me to fill in this blank?
Yes.
What the hell? Why are you doing this
to NFL me? Quarterback coaches. So it's got, Shanahan's a quarterback whisperer. Deshaun Watson is a quarterback coach whisperer. He's an offensive coordinator whisperer. Deshaun Watson makes those coaches better.
Yeah, got you.
To Tim Kelly. See, I'm out of practice. I got to take some practice SATs this weekend.
No, apparently I do.
No.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Exactly. Thank you, Nick.
Is the analogy part, is it fill in the blank or is it a multiple choice?
No, it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay. All right. So if I'd given you the choice of...
Give me choices.
I should have given you choices.
You should give me choices. As Deshaun is to Lovie Smith, to Tim Kelly.
Yeah.
Or
offensive coordinators.
Yeah, Tim. Exactly.
But anyway, I think like if you know what you're doing as an owner, you'd say, all right, look, frankly, my offensive coordinator and my head coach aren't as smart as Kyle Shanahan as offensive minds. So I'd rather bring in a guy that makes them look smarter than the other way around. So, yeah, that's the value in Deshaun compared to a Jimmy Garoppolo.
A text message. The Schefter comment is – they spelled it Schefter, like Shepherd. Schefter comment is like watching a video on Facebook and having it interrupted by an ad. That's perfect. That is perfect.
I have a tip for everybody. One of the best money I've spent on any streaming service is to get the YouTube Premium.
I am struggling with that. Should I do it?
It's awesome, man. Yeah. When I go back now and if I'm on somebody else's YouTube account and I all of a sudden get interrupted with an ad, I am livid. Okay. I'm furious.
Noted, in case you ever borrow my laptop for any reason.
It's really nice. It makes a big difference.
How much is it?
I don't know, it's like $6 a month or something. Yeah, $7 a month. It's not bad.
Here's the problem. I have at least 100 subscriptions where I've gone, it's only $6 a month.
I know. But this you actually use for your job. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised how many of these things I feel like, I got to go look. Yeah, probably a lot of them are just
luxuries. No, just because
luxuries.
You talk about Ozark once every 4 months doesn't mean that like justifies your
And today is one of those days. It starts back up tonight, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.